This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us all from any harm and make our last deeds our best deeds. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, in our jar episode, we will be discussing places and times and conditions where the dua is accepted. So it's an extremely important episode. Please listen carefully, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we have our dua, bi-idhnillah, accepted from Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is by itself an act of worship. Because when I'm making dua, I have certainty that Allah Azza wa Jal is ala kulli shay'in qadir. He can answer my dua. He is the one who cures. He is the one who provides. He is the one who controls the whole affairs. So that by itself shows that I am a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and attributes. And I also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear me and can see me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows what is best for me. So let's start, insha'Allah ta'ala, what are some of the times where the dua is accepted. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the dua is, one sahabi asked him, Abu Umama, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, which dua is heard, and which dua is accepted?" Rasulullah ﷺ said, "In the last third of the night and following the prescribed prayers." Yani بعد, after Salat al-Fard, after Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. Now this after, some ulama said before the Taslim, this is where the dua is accepted, and some ulama said actually after the Taslim. And inshaAllah ta'ala, they are both okay. So the first two times is the last part of the night. We will talk about it later, inshallah. And the time after the Salat al-Fard. Second time the dua is accepted, which many people waste that time and they start joking around and talking, is between the adhan and the iqamah. After the adhan is being called and we are waiting, praying our sunnah, and then we are waiting for the iqamah. Sometimes that period is 10, 15, 20 minutes. That is a time where the dua is accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the dua offered between the adhan and the iqamah is not rejected. لا يرد. And the hadith is in Tirmidhi. So please, even if you are reading Quran between the adhan and the iqamah, read Quran, alhamdulillah, it's great. But leave a minute, 2 minutes, whatever, to make dua, because this is a time where the dua is accepted. Another time where the dua is accepted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are two which will not be rejected. Two du'as which will not be rejected. The du'a at the time of the adhan and when it's raining. And the hadith is in Abu Dawood. So after the adhan is over, I can make du'a after I make the du'a of the adhan. First, after the adhan is over, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And then, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wa tamma. We all know that du'a. And after that, I can make a du'a. Du'a at that time is also accepted. And when it's raining, many of our cities that we live in, there's a lot of rain. So when it's raining, take advantage. First, start with the dua, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'an. Ya Allah, make it a good rain, a beneficial rain. And then after that, inshallah ta'ala, make any dua that you wish. Tomorrow's Friday, insha'Allah ta'ala, and there is an hour, there's a time on Friday where the dua is accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a time on Friday when any Muslim, he stand and ask Allah azza wa jal for something, he will be given. He will be given. And he gestured with his hand to indicate how short that time is. And the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. So many ulama said that this time is last hour of Friday, between Asr and Maghrib of Friday. Dedicate some time at that period and make a lot of dua. Please, make a lot of dua. It's a blessed day and it's a blessed hour where the dua is answered, insha'Allah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, when we are in sujood, the closer you are to Allah when you are in sujood. So why you rush? You make the sujood 1 second, 2 seconds. Especially when you're praying alone, you are the closest to the one who's going to answer all your du'as. You are the closest to the one who has the keys for all your problems. You are the closest to the one who can solve anything that you're going through. So ask him at that time. You are in the best place in sujood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the closest a person to his Rabb, to Allah azza wa jal, is when he is in sujood. So make a great deal, he said, make a great deal of dua. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also told us that, and I mentioned, I have a whole lecture about that, is when we say, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one who says this dua except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer. So I have a request for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless my son with a righteous wife, to bless my daughter with a righteous husband, to guide my son, to bless me with a job. I make all the dua and I end it with, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. InshaAllah the dua will be accepted. This is something that not too many people know, is the dua of the sick person. When we go and visit a sick person, which is very, very rewarding, when you visit a sick person, Rasulullah said, the angels over there are saying Ameen. So make a dua, inshallah, at that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua. The dua of the mazloom, the dua of the one who has been oppressed, the one who has been wronged. His dua, there's no barrier between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, fear the prayer of the one who has been wronged, for there's no barrier between it and Allah azza wa jal. And the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. And another narration, he said, وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرْ Allahu Akbar, even if he's not a believer, because oppression is haram. Oppression is haram. Don't ever oppress anybody. Subhanallah. The dua of the parents, my brothers and sisters, the parents, the father and the mother, the dua for your children is accepted. So make sure you make a lot of dua for them. And the best dua you could make for them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them steadfast on this deen. So, Ya Allah, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulub Dhurriyati ala Deenik, Subhanallah. Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, surround them with righteous company. All the dua for the children is accepted bi-idhnillah ta'ala, and the hadith is in al-Bayhaqi. The dua, when we make wudu and we go to sleep, which is a sunnah that we should start practicing inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no Muslim that sleeps after reciting the adhkar and he had wudu, he makes wudu, he recites the adhkar and he goes to sleep, and anytime he wakes up in the middle of the night and asks for the goodness of the dunya or the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him. The dua will be also answered. And subhanallah, I left the best to last. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that at the last third of the night, Allah descends to the first heaven in a way that befits His majesty. And at that time, my brothers and sisters, Allah is asking, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأَعْطِيَهُ Is there anyone asking for anything so I can give him? So what do you want, my brother? What do you want, my sister? You want Jannah, you want guidance, you want job, you want blessing, you want health, whatever you want. Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah, the Sami', the Basir, is asking at that time, when is the third of the night? Look at you in your country, in your city, where does the Maghrib start and where does the Fajr start, divided by three, and the last third, that is the last third of the night. Between, take the time of the Fajr and go back third of the night. And that is the time, the best time for dua, the best time. Please, please make a lot of dua at that time. If you are serious about getting your request answered, please make a lot of dua for yourself, for your children, for your parents, and for all the ummah at large, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah azza wa jal make our last deeds our best deeds. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.